Hola, brujos y brujas, y bienvenidos a un episodio especial del Aquelarre. Mi nombre es Iván Pasillas y esta vez no me acompaña Daniela. Sí tengo una invitada, pero es una invitada especial, porque este es un episodio especial. No estamos haciendo el episodio completo, eso sucederá la próxima semana. Van a volver a tener su episodio como siempre, pero esta semana Daniela está de vacaciones. No queríamos dejarlos sin contenido, así que invité a una invitada muy especial. La reconocerán como finalista de America's Next Top Model. Y es increíble que esté aquí, pero también es cierto que casi no habla español. Entonces, la entrevista sucederá en inglés. Espero que esto no les moleste. Ojalá la puedan escuchar, la puedan disfrutar. Y antes de que se me olvide, Kiomi de Wanted Bank, que es una agencia de modelos, fue la que hizo que esta entrevista fuera posible. Entonces, pues sí quisiera yo darle un shout out. Es una increíble persona, la amo y la adoro. Y además, pues bueno, sí, ya escucharon ahorita en la entrevista cómo es el trabajo de Lennox. Si en algún momento alguno de ustedes está interesado en contratarla o contratar cualquier otro modelo, lo pueden hacer en Wanted Bank. Tienen hombres, tienen mujeres. Wanted es como su área de mujeres y Bank es como su área de hombres. Entonces les voy a pasar los datos rapidísimo para poder empezar con la entrevista. El teléfono es 2457-3497 y a los Instagrams los pueden encontrar como @wanted_models o @bank_models, y a Kiomi la pueden contactar en kiomi@wanted_bank.rocks, rocks así como de piedras o como de rock and rolls. Y ahora sí, ya, nos vamos a la entrevista. Perdón, tenía que hacer ese pequeño anuncio porque la verdad es que le quiero agradecer mucho a Kiomi que hiciera esto posible. ¡Listo! Hi, Lennox, how are you?
Hi!
I was so surprised to see you here. Because, yeah, you turned up in one of my castings, and I recognized you immediately. But I didn't want to say anything because you were with a bunch of girls, and I didn't want to put you on the spotlight. But I was so excited.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you knew who I was. That's really funny.
Yes. So, are you working currently in Mexico, or are you touring around? What's your situation?
I'm here with the agency Wanted. That's who I'm working for right now. I'm living in the model apartments for them, and doing model stuff, that's basically about it. But I'm also touring. I mean, I've never been to Mexico, so this has been really fun.
How did you get here?
By plane. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I swam a lot.
Yeah, for real. But no, my mother agency back in Georgia, she told me they really wanted me to come, and I had a month and a half to spare, and I said, why not? Like, it'd be really fun.
Okay, so you just were here for a month and a half, mm-hmm. and then you leave and you go back to Georgia.
Yes, I have to go back to school. I'm still in school.
Oh my god! What are you studying? Are you like studying a major, or mm-hmm. what are you studying?
I'm studying psychology, and then I have two minors in biology and German. So not Spanish. It's not
almost.
I speak German, but not Spanish. But yeah, no, I have about a year left, so I'm almost done. I'm almost done. And I want to work with animals, which makes no sense for psychology, but I'm going for, like, the animal behavior route.
Okay.
So it makes more sense when I tell people that. So.
Okay, but so you like things like horse therapy or dolphin therapy, those kind of things?
Yeah, I specifically want to work with parrots, though. So.
Oh.
Yeah, but everyone's always surprised. They're like, what?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, no one ever does. And I'm like, yeah, no, I want to work with parrots, parrot rescue. And it's always surprising to them because they usually know if people come up to me, it's from the show. So they want to know about modeling. And I'm like, well, I'm going to school for parrot rescue. So.
But are you still going to model in Georgia? Like,
yeah, no, I still model in Georgia. I'm signed with an agency there named Ursula, or an agent named Ursula. And she's great. She's super cool. I get to work, but it's super just random stuff. A lot of my modeling, like stuff like this, is in the summer. So that's why I'm here now. Yeah. So
okay,
I'm almost done.
Well, I don't want you to be done because I want to work with you, so I'm kind of sad about it.
I'm almost done. I'm almost out of school. I'm almost out of school.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll have a lot more free time for modeling, and maybe I can do more trips, but...
Oh, hopefully you'll come back to Mexico soon.
I would love to. I keep telling my girlfriend about it. I think it's great here. I've been having an absolute blast. I've been living it up. I speak absolutely no Spanish, but I've been having a great time.
But you've been here like a month and a half. You surely must have learned some things.
I got lo siento and disculpe, and I learned izquierda, because that's izquierda. How I get to my, when I have an Uber, I tell them izquierda.
But no right, only left.
Is it derecha, right?
Yes.
And then hola, obviously, buenos dias. I can get by. That's about it. Por favor. I was in a club the other day, my friend and I, they took our snacks because we tried to sneak snacks into the club.
Yes.
She took them from us and spoke no English. And we were like, por favor, por favor. And that's all we could say.
Give us our chocolate back.
We literally were like, please, we just paid for this. And she won't let us have it. And we were just going, por favor, por favor.
Okay, so I'm going to go a bit backwards.
Okay.
When the show premiered, I'm guessing you were a kid.
I turned 19 the day I flew out.
Okay.
On my birthday.
No, your season, like when the show first premiered.
Oh, yeah.
Were you a fan? Did you watch it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I watched the show all growing up. I'm definitely a fan of the show. Never thought I'd be on it. But, like, I watch it all the time with my sister, my friends. Like, they have the marathons where it's, like, start to finish seasons. I watched every season at least twice. I love the show. But, yeah, I never in a million years thought I was going to be on it. I kind of fell on it a little bit. And
okay.
So it was just, like, a complete just – I was winging it the entire way.
But how did you decide to cast for it?
My mom saw it, the casting. I was a freshman in college, and she called me and said, hey, America's Next. My mom hates the show, which is what's so funny. But she called me and said, hey, they're like auditioning for the show down the road. Do you want to go? And I said, no, it's a waste of gas. Like, there's no way. Like, I've seen the show. I know a lot of people try out for it. I'm not going to get that. Like, I never thought I was going to get that.
That there are going to be a million girls there.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you see the show, like, literally thousands try out for it. And I was, like, this part-time model in Georgia who was not even 19 at the time, shy as hell. Like, there was no way I was going to do it. And she bugged me. I literally just said, fine, okay, I'll go. Like, that was my attitude about it. And I went and didn't take it seriously at all. And just, like,
hi.
Like, that was it. I saw all these people from my high school. Didn't take it seriously. And I was like, well, that was it. And then, like, left. And then 2 weeks later, I got a call back. And another call back. And then Tyra Banks telling me I was on the show.
But, okay, first of all, then you did had modeling experience.
Yeah, I did have it, but it was really small stuff. I'd only ever been, I've been to New York a few times, but it was with a really small agency. Like, everything was very small stuff. So America's Next Top Model was a bit of an ejector seat.
Okay.
into a lot of stuff with modeling, and then it just blew up a lot of what was going on with modeling in my life, and then I started traveling because of it. Because it gave me a lot of attention, so. But before that, I'd only ever done, I think, maybe 2 years on and off of Georgia stuff.
Oh, well, that's something.
Yeah, it was
something. It's more than just Instagram pics.
Yeah. I was not an Instagram model. I actually was signed and everything. I mean, it was a small agency, but still, like, it was nothing to, like, Mexico's level, like, traveling.
Okay. And when it dawned in on you that you were actually going to be on the show, what was your reaction? Like, were you ready for it? Did you even want it?
I actually tried to get out of the show. No one knows that, but there's so many checkpoints.
Yes, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and I got like, yeah, you go on to LA, and I was like, what? Because I didn't think I was ever going to get it. I just didn't plan on it, you know? And so I kind of got nervous. I was like, I'm going to get destroyed on national TV. Like, I don't want to do it. And so I got really nervous, and I told them, no, let someone else do it. I'll just stay home. And they sweet-talked me into staying. But, at first I was absolutely terrified. And then when they said, like, Tyra said, yeah, you're in the final 14. And they immediately, when you do that, they take you into another room, and you have to, like, pretty much sign your life away a little bit.
And you got locked away.
Yeah, you literally, we got put in a room. We weren't allowed to talk to each other. And they were like, here's the paperwork. And I was just like, I don't know, like, what if I, and I was just in shock. But once I, like, relaxed, it was great. It was fun.
And what did your mom tell you?
My mom is the biggest America's Next Top Model fan now.
She went from hater to fan.
She did. No, for real. Like, all growing up, she's like, I don't know why you're watching that show.
Like, it's stupid.
She did. She was like, that show's ridiculous. And now she's always, like, watching it. I'll, like, come into the house, and she's like, oh, sorry, pause. And she's like, I'm like, what are you doing? So, yeah.
Have you kept watching it?
I actually really haven't. To be honest, I think it's just because once you're on it, it's a completely different experience.
Of course.
Like, yeah. The entire time I watch it, I'm just thinking about what that was like.
Yeah, backstage.
I see it in a completely different light. So I wouldn't say it's ruined the show, but it took away kind of that reality TV illusion a little bit, because I know how it actually is.
Yeah. No, I get it.
But I do love watching, like, the shoots, and, like, I've talked to, like, a lot of the other new contestants. Like, I'm friends with some of them, and they're really cool, so...
Actually, Courtney from the last season was also here in Mexico.
I saw that.
Just recently.
I saw that. She and I have brushed paths a little bit. She's friends with Kari from my season. And so I know I've met her at some point. I can't remember when, but I know I've met her. And she's really sweet.
Okay. And you went to one of those seasons that allow the boys and girls to compete, right? Mm-hmm. How was that like? Because that's like, for us viewers, it was a completely different experience.
It was a completely different experience for me.
Did you expect it?
I did expect it. I knew they were going to have guys, but it actually wasn't terrible. I mean, a guy or a girl, there's crazy people, so... But
I'm guessing girls are actually more crazy.
Honestly, yeah, I'd probably agree with that. But yeah, no, it was actually a lot of fun. I think it kind of... I mean, there was all this, like, love shit going on. But, like, besides that, I mean, it was really fun, because I think it kind of made the group a little more diverse, and it wasn't just, like, a cat fight. So that was good. And also, let's be real, if it was just guys, nobody would watch it. So. Sorry.
I would totally tire out. If you're listening, I would totally.
She's going to yell at me. She's going to be like, why'd you say that? But you know, I mean, I don't... Obviously, I don't want to stereotype, but I feel like guys don't cause enough drama. Let's be real. Girls are pretty dramatic, so...
Yes. And you actually live in a house all together. Like, that really does happen.
Oh, yeah. That, you don't realize how crazy you'll go and how fast... How crazy you'll go. But we were in a bubble. Like, I mean, and obviously you have to be, but, I mean, we had no phones, no computers, no TVs. Phone calls were... maybe 8 minutes long, and it was like, okay. I'm alive. I'm serious. And it was like, and our letters were read before we could get them, and because, you know, they don't want us to get any information. But you kind of go a little crazy a little bit, especially if you're in the same house. And we had a really good time. We were like very abnormally close with each other, but we still bickered because we're humans. And being in a house like that, when you're exhausted and you're working like 14-hour days and you can't talk to anyone else, like, you start to go a little crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it was like this huge house. Like, it was an absolute playground. Like, it was so much fun. And every day was pretty much just a party. That was basically it.
Recently, we had someone here on the show. She was on one of those singing competitions. Mm. And she also had to be in a house for 4 months. Yeah, she told us when she actually left the house, she had to go to a psychologist.
Yeah.
It was really hard on her.
No, people always ask me, like, what was that like? And even as somebody who watched the show, I completely see things differently now. Like, even when I watch seasons back that I used to watch a million times, I completely reevaluate people's reactions and emotions, because, like, I realize how, I mean, batshit crazy you go a little bit. And especially when you're kind of cherry-picked, like, when you're picked to clash.
Of course.
You know, like, we're picked because we are going to have problems. So, it was a real test of everyone.
And I'm guessing people get competitive.
They
like,
do.
Like, actually competitive.
They do. Romeo was... freaking crazy.
But he lasted like about, for us, like 3 episodes.
Yeah, no, he was there for way too long. He was insane. If Romeo's listening to this, you're insane. And I tried really hard to be understanding, but he was wild. He was like asking for Ouija boards, and he would go out and draw like a, what's it, like a pentagram?
Yeah, like a very Wiccan thing.
And he'd like, and I'm all about like being a Wiccan, whatever, but he was insane. And he would come into the house and just be like, you're ugly, you're all nothing. And just would like have these huge meltdowns at like 9 a.m. We were just like.
You're trying to have your coffee.
Yeah, right? I was like, dude, we haven't even gone to the shoot yet. And he'd be like jumping on the couch. He's like, you're all going home. And it was just like, what is happening? He was incredibly competitive, and he was very insecure and made everything about like beating everyone else out, and he was like, just have a little fun.
How crazy.
It was wild. So.
And did you, do you have cameras like all the time?
Oh yeah.
Or are there moments where no one's watching?
No, we were, if we went to the bathroom outside of the house, that is, somebody had to come with us, like a crew member. If cameras weren't on us, we were told to be what was called on ice. I don't know if Courtney ever told you about that, but it's called being on ice. They'd say ice and you'd immediately
stop. It's like you don't have to say anything. You can't say anything.
No, because if there's not cameras on you and something goes down, how are you going to, they don't have any proof of it. So they didn't want us talking. But in the house, there were about four or five sets of camera people with their own mic person. So they would walk around, and there were cameras in every corner of the room, and you had mics on you 24/7, and there were mics on the headboards of the bed. It was, you were never alone. And if you went to the bath, like, there weren't doors on anything. There was one thing that had, or one room that had doors, and you couldn't lock it, and we weren't allowed to close it. Bathrooms had, like, a curtain, and that was it.
Okay, yeah.
If you went to the bathroom, you had to like talk into your mic and say, I'm going to the bathroom, so that way they didn't hear anything. Like,
turn off my mic, please.
Yeah, there was no privacy. I woke up to cameras in my face, like the moment I opened my eyes in the morning.
Oh my God. For me, that would be awful because I wake up so bloated. I don't want anyone to see that ever.
I'm not a cute waker. I don't wake up cute either. So I remember the very first morning in the house when we woke up, I had a bunk bed and I literally opened my eyes and there was a cameraman right here, and I was like, this is about to be a really weird 2 months. And we found out about the headboard mics because Denzel and Mariana were doing some stuff, and I guess he said something weird in bed, and on set the mic guy said like, oh, like, don't worry, we know about everything you're doing. And he said, oh, like, what are you talking about? And he said, there's headboard mics. And he said, no, there's not. Prove it. Yeah, you know there's not. And the guy, I don't remember what it was now, but he said whatever it was, this weird thing he said in bed, and we just lost it. Like, we were like, oh my God. And we went back home, and there was these little tiny mics. And I was freaking out because everyone, we thought we were so sick, and we would get our mics taken off at night and we'd lay in bed and talk to each other and think, oh, we're so sick. They don't know. No, they knew.
They knew everything.
They knew. So God knows what they heard. Like, so yeah.
Okay. So, what about the makeovers? Like, that's a big part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You got one. Wasn't half bad.
I did not get anything. Let's be
real. You did not get it. You had a pretty long hair, I remember that.
I thought I was going to get my head shaved. I really did.
And were you up for that?
Yeah. I mean, I was nervous, but I mean, it's hair.
Yeah, it grows back.
Yeah, I have a lot of hair, and my hair grows fast. So I was like, it's fine. I would have bet millions of dollars they were going to shave my head. Or like cut it really short. Like, I know America's Next Top Model.
Yeah,
Will and I always were like formulating things based of like what we had seen on the show before, because we were the ones who'd watched everything, and we were like, this is going to happen, and this is going to...
Purple eyebrows.
I seriously thought I was going to get something crazy. So then they're like, no, we're just going to give you a trim and a slight change of color. I was like, are you saying this is a prank? Like, so, yeah.
But were you frustrated or relieved?
I was relieved, but I kind of wish they had cut my hair now, because my hair was a nightmare to work with on set.
You have this one photo that I remember, like, I have it stuck in my head, and you're just like waving your hair sideways.
Yeah.
It's an awesome picture.
Thank you. Yeah, that everyone always loved that one. When they told me it was a hair shoot, I was like, I got this.
I live for this.
Yeah, I was like, I got this. But yeah, no, that one I was pretty much set up for it to do well. I mean, I have hair, so I was like, I'm good. So that one, it worked out that I still had my hair. But a lot of the others, the hairstylist hated me.
You have too much hair.
I did. And not only that, but Tyra wanted me to get a blunt cut, which, you know, looks good. But people don't realize, like, I have very thick hair. Like, very abnormally thick
hair. It looks thick.
It's a lot. This is with layers, by the way. And so adding to the length, like, it was, having a blunt cut just made it a nightmare for them, because it was just so heavy. If I had had layers, it would have made it a little bit easier, but they didn't, and I don't ever do anything to my hair, so it's really healthy. I literally could not have had the worst hair
for them.
Yeah, so Michael was the hairstylist, and every time it was my turn, he was like, I hate you. Like, I hate you so much. But yeah, it was...
You made it work.
Thank you.
That was one of your characteristic things, I think.
Thanks, yeah. I mean, I tried not to let it I mean, I was so used to having my hair like that, so, I mean, it wasn't an adjustment for me. A lot of other people had a problem with their hairstyle being changed.
I remember Denzel's fake beard. That was so weird.
We were like, what?
What is happening?
Yeah, we were so confused. Like, because we thought it was going to be, like, some kind of weird, like, hardcore thing done. We're like, okay, that's kind of cool. Like, and we showed up, and they just were like, squirt, smack, and we're like, that's it. Like, I didn't want to. It's not Tyra's fault because he literally got it redone like 4 times. She's like, this is not what I meant.
But it looked like a Halloween costume.
It did, but like the people who did it just, I don't know what they thought. It was bad, and it was, I mean, it wasn't permanent, so he'd have to go on set with like this bag, his stupid beard. It was just. Denzel was a good sport. He actually was a really good sport about it.
Who had the hardest time with their makeovers?
Kari. They...
I don't remember.
Bleached her head.
Ah, yeah.
They bleached her head.
It stings.
Yeah, well, she also, I mean, she got a weave because they gave her a weave. She's never had a weave before, so that was really hard. And then also they bleached like all here and then her eyebrows. And Kari, do you remember Kari?
I do.
Yeah, she's biracial, and it was a cool look for one thing, but it for a permanent look it was not her thing. Like she was not a fan of it, and she was very upset and cried a little bit. Understandably so.
Understandably, of course.
That's a shock to your system. And the weave was really hurting her and everything like that. But it kind of worked out because the last day we were there, she cut it out. And she had like a cool strip of like bleached hair. And I thought it looked awesome.
When I was a teenager, I actually dyed my hair blue.
Really?
Yeah, but I had to bleach it for that because I have a really...
It's intense.
It's super intense.
Yeah.
Like, it actually burns.
Yeah, she was in a lot of pain. Like, it freaked her out. And, you know, they were... I mean, it's reality TV, so they were like, how dare you insult Tyra? And she's like, I'm just... Like, you bleached my head. Like, I'm just freaked out. So we
thought, I'm not having a good time.
Yeah, she was like, I'm just freaked out. And Kari's a little bit of a type A. I love her. She's like one of my best friends, but she's a little bit of a type A. So I think it was also like she lost control a little bit and it wasn't what she planned. And so it freaked her out. But she, yeah, she had a hard time. She had a really, and she gave them a lot of shit for it the entire time we were there.
Which was the hardest challenge?
Let me think. It's been a minute. Like going through it. I mean, physically and everything, I probably have to say the ice shoot.
Okay.
That was really hard because I was in like 8-inch tiptoe heels on ice in a corset and sat on a block.
Trying to look beautiful.
Yeah. And I'm actually pretty proud of that shot because like I was hurting. Like you couldn't see it, but I was in some pain. And like my butt was hurting really bad because I was literally sitting on ice. And somebody fell on set because they fell and slipped on the ice. And I'm, like, walking in ballerina heels. And, like, they had to pretty much carry me on set. And then the corset guy, I couldn't breathe. And I told him that. And he said, oh, you're fine. And yanked it harder. And then I had goop in my hair. But that was probably the hardest because that was really cold. And I'm not very good with cold. And the corset was hurting. I'm trying to remember the others, too.
I'm guessing, like, you've never done crazier photo shoots than what you did back then. Like, in real life, it doesn't happen that way.
No, I mean, I've had some shoots that aren't very... Like, people think shoots are always really glamorous, and they hardly ever are.
No, they're not. And they're long, and they're tiring and boring.
Right, but you don't sit on a block of ice or walk on stilts.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it was definitely to the extreme with, like, the difficulty or, like, the new things you had to learn and kind of wing it with.
Which is the weirdest shoot you've been a part of not from the show?
The weirdest shoot, honestly, they're all pretty weird in their own way. I had a few shoots where just the photographer was crazy.
That happens. I didn't know that until I started like working in this business, and photographs and videographs, they can be really divas.
Yeah, and I would have to say there was one shoot in California when I am signed with Next, when I was out there living and working with Next, and there was some photographer, and it was like in his garage, and someone like, I don't know who she was, but it looked like an overnight kind of thing, And some woman came out in, like, a big t-shirt and, like, kissed him goodbye. And he was like, who's that? Is that your wife? And he's like, oh, no, it's the babysitter. And I was like,
oh,
what?
Woke up shaming? Like, is that normal?
What? And he was just, like, very, he was really nice, but he was crazy. He had done a couple lines or something. But it was, yeah, it was just a weird day. But that's just kind of how people are in Hollywood. But besides that, honestly, I'm pretty easygoing. I've had a lot of shoots where I've been in the water. I've had animals on me. I've done all
What kind of animals?
I've had birds. I feel like I've had a snake at some point. Yeah, I've had a snake.
That sounds creepy.
See, I love snakes.
Oh, why?
I love snakes. I love them. So I had that wasn't even weird to me. That was
like,
just
if you see a snake, the first thing that comes to mind is I want to pet it.
Yeah, basically. I would love a pet snake. I love snakes. So she was like, are you comfortable with snakes? Like, would you show? I was like, heck yeah. So that wasn't even weird to me. I was just weirded out.
So you would be in the Slytherin house if you were in Harry Potter.
I think I was Slytherin, yeah. I was a Slytherin. I took the test and it said I was a Slytherin. And then I took it again recently and I was like a Ravenclaw, I think.
No, you're like, Slytherin.
Yeah, it was like lame. So, but yeah, no, that wasn't even weird. People always say you're freaked out by that. But that wasn't weird to me.
It wasn't in your season. I think it was season 3 of America's Next Top Model that they made them pose with tarantulas on their faces.
Yeah. And then they did snakes in the first season.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pissed. Why didn't
What kind of animal would have freaked you out?
A centipede.
A centipede?
That's the only, literally the only animal, insect, whatever, that I, like, genuinely cannot deal with.
Like, that's, like, the most unfashionable animal ever.
Good. Like, they freak me out. Besides that, I'm a good sport, and I was furious that we didn't have an animal shoot. All the seasons usually have one.
Yes.
Why didn't I have one?
So what kind of things freak you out? Like, if they wanted to kind of fear factor you, what kind of shoot would they have done?
Centipedes, first off. Probably something with, like, heights, I'd say. Which, we did stilts, but...
You did, yeah.
Yeah,
but
did,
not that high. Like,
yeah.
They had one season where they actually had to cross, like, from building to building.
Right, that would have freaked me out. That would have definitely freaked me out. I would have been absolutely sure I was going to die.
That would have freaked me out, too.
Honestly, they freaked me out all the time because I was so incredibly shy when I first showed up, and I'd never done things like that in my life. Acting is probably what I should say. That's not like a fear factor type thing, but like for me, it kind of was.
Like, it's not your thing.
It terrified me. I almost threw up before I did it. I was just doing like a 2-minute skit, and I was petrified.
Okay.
And I ended up doing okay at it.
Like, that's so weird. Like, you being afraid of a sketch.
Yeah.
But you can pose with a snake.
I know.
And your neck. Like,
they gave me such a hard time because we did a couple of acting ones. And I just... The first one I actually did okay. But the second one I absolutely bombed. I just got so nervous. And they gave me a hard time. And they were like, you're not going to make it. And da-da-da. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry. I never thought I was going to be a soap opera actress. Like... So,
and have you done any acting jobs?
No, no. I mean,
not even advertising. No, nothing.
Well, no. Have I? I'm like trying. I've got a losing track. No, I've done very commercial stuff recently, which is kind of like acting because you have to act like you're happy all the time.
Yeah, but that's easy. You're just, like, you just have to put a song in your head and just...
Basically. I mean, I've done some acting for videos and stuff where you have to be like, oh, ha, 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 laugh or like interact. And so that's kind of it, like acting for me. But no, I've never done anything...
No dialogue.
I've never had any like intense dialogue of any sort.
It's funny because there have been some girls that come from America's Next Top Model that they're now actresses. Like,
yeah.
Actresses.
Yes. No, there's people on my season who they pretty much did it because it was a good way to get in for their acting careers. Like Denzel. He's on Tyler Perry's show, and Ben's in a bunch of stuff. I think Adam's kind of getting into it maybe. So yeah, some people really do it, and that's just their thing. It's just not mine. Like... I bombed it that second time in Korea. Flat out bombed it.
And how was the interaction with the judges, with Tyra, with everyone?
It was good.
Like, did you get to see them often, or was it just a thing of, when I get judged, I see them, and then I don't see them again?
I saw I saw Kelly a lot, or not a lot, but like I saw her more often offset, and I saw Miss J a little bit offset, but Tyra was very much like professional about like, I'm a judge, like I'm not having this personal connection with you guys, I'm only here for like the judging aspect. And honestly, I really respected that. I thought that was very professional. And then the Miss J and Kelly especially, like I had lunch with her after the show, like after I was on the show and everything like that. She's very much just like, hey, what's up? And when we were on set, she'd sometimes come up and say some things to you. And so they were really nice. They were a lot more relaxed when the cameras weren't on. you never knew. Like, it was like the moment the camera was on, they just hated you. So
they needed to be on character, I suppose.
Yeah. Tyra was very... I thought she was going to be a little bit of a diva. I totally thought she was going to be a diva. She was not. She was the sweetest woman. She was very professional. Anytime cameras were off of us and they had to change something for the cameras, she always said, do you need water? Is everyone okay? Do you need to sit down? Like, she was very, very sweet.
She looks really fun. Like, fun to be around.
She was. She was very sweet. She was just, you know, and I started to realize, like, when she's on camera, it's her job, and she has, like, a bit of a persona, and it's reality TV, and you're the host. And so I understood, and you don't take things very personally when you realize that, because when cameras weren't on you, she was completely different. And I worked with her on her campaign for her makeup line, like, a year after the show, and she was absolutely sweet, gave us, like, thank you bags for, like, working with her. She was awesome. She's always on time. So, yeah.
I always get surprised when she arrives, like, unexpectedly on set.
And yeah, me too.
And you all scream, like you're actually surprised to see her there.
Oh, yeah.
And excited.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of, after a while when you're on the show, you kind of know when something's about to happen because the cameras start moving and changing positions.
Something's coming.
Yeah, you're like, what's going on? But, like, yeah, usually you had no idea and you were like, oh, hey. Like, it was throwing you off, so.
Oh, you're here.
Yeah, I was like, okay, hey. Shit. So, yeah. She got me good, actually, when I got eliminated, because we had no idea they were going to do that.
But you got really far on this.
I did, and then they got me. Yeah, we were on set, and then they were just like, I should have known better, because we shot on set for the judging, like, the area where we were judged, you know? We shot there. I should have known. But they came out of nowhere, and they were like, we're doing the judging now, and I was like... I'm going home.
Oh, this is it for me.
Yeah, she came out and I was like, and it's my time to go. So yeah, she got me good that time. We had no idea she was coming out.
For Vanity Fair, we actually work a lot with Yutsai.
I love Yutsai.
Yeah, he does plenty of our covers.
Yeah.
Here in Mexico, but like, not in Mexico. Like, he shoots in LA, but we have them here in Mexico.
Right. Yeah, he invited me to, like, his goddaughter's or nieces or something's
bowling party.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't talked to him in a while, but yeah, he invited some of us because we were in town. He said they would love to meet you, and I was like, okay. We went bowling with them, and
nice.
Yeah, he's super relaxed. Like, when cameras are off of him, they're very normal people. They're really nice. But I haven't talked to him in a while because I haven't been. He's all over the place. I don't run into him a lot.
No. He's a very busy guy, and I'm sure you're a very busy girl.
Yeah.
So, of all the things you did on the show, did you actually learn something? Like, are there things you learned there that you use on your career now?
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, the biggest one I'd say, and it's something I don't think people really consider, but, like, I was incredibly socially nervous and, like, shy and inept, and... the show really helped me learn to just kind of take a deep breath and go for it. And there's been a lot of shoots where I've done things that made me so uncomfortable, not like in an inappropriate way, but like just out of my comfort zone.
Yes, of course.
Or I've been on public and we shoot all the time and people see you. And I mean, if I had been 17, I would never been able to do that. And so the show really helped me learn to just not think of other people, focus on me. Mistakes happen, just laugh it off. It's not that big of a deal. It's not the end of the world. But yeah, that's helped me in crazy amount of ways. I go into casting a lot more calm and I have a lot more fun. I don't feel as nervous or judged. I go to sets and I'm okay. And I roll with what's going on a lot better. And then, honestly, that show just taught me, like, if I can do those things, I can do anything else.
Because, yeah, no, yes.
Yeah, like,
of course.
Just like task-wise, or, like, skill-wise of, like, things I have to do on set. If they say, can you do this, can you do that? I'm like, I will go for it, you know?
Like, yeah. What else can they throw on you?
Like, right. Like, I walked on stilts after learning how to do it in 2 hours. I think I can do this. So, like, that's how I felt when I did the shoot with Vogue. Like, I skate, but I didn't skate as well as I was, like, they were getting me to do other things, and I was like, I'll go for it. I'll give it a shot. And I ended up leaving being able to skate better. So, yeah, no, it's helped me learn to just try new things.
Okay, and the smicing, do you use the smicing? Like, is that a thing?
It is, but it is. I try to
use it, like, for my Instagram pics. It's like, and I feel better, like, when I see the picture, it's like, yeah, it turned out better than expected.
Yeah, I think it's real. I mean, it's definitely real for me. I get told all the time, like, when I'm on set, I flip a switch and something changes in my eyes, which just sounds a little creepy, but, like, I think it's just because, like, you kind of have to change your eyes a little bit because it completely changes the photo. So, yeah, I mean, I can't really fight it. I think it is a thing. The name's a little ridiculous.
It's fun. It's ridiculous, but it works.
It's weird when people say it to me, though. That's really the only thing. I'll be on set and people are like, smiles, and I'm like, stop. Don't say that.
Creepy.
Yeah. So that's probably the only time it weirds me out.
I've heard of other tricks, like, if you're posing in a close-up, like, you put your tongue up so you don't have this, so you, like, have this straighten out. I use that too. I don't even know if it's real.
I just use it. I'll try it. I usually just look at the camera, and when the camera's blurry, I'm like, okay, I'm smizing. Like, I got it. I've never heard of that.
Well, it's something.
Usually,
told
I know
me
all
that.
The tricks. I usually know all the tricks, but I've never heard that.
I'm guessing you know a lot of tricks.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think everyone's tricks are different for each other.
Oh, okay.
Because I've heard of some that work for others, and they look stupid as hell with me, and then vice versa. So, just like different angles work for different people and stuff like that. So, but yeah.
How is it like for you guys, you models, to have? So many people, like, mess with your hair and your face, and, like, it would stress me out a lot, people touching my hair all the time and making changes, yeah. And I don't know. How is it like for you?
I like it. I think it's actually kind of fun because it gives me new hair ideas and new makeup ideas. Like, actually, we'll wear makeup sometimes now. But there's been some looks where it stresses me out. I look in the mirror and I'm like, this is not my skin color at all.
Why am I orange?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't like this. And then it stresses me out. But the only time I've ever really had a makeover where it, like, really upset me was actually when I was in the show. And they shaved, like, part of my eyebrows off. And I was like, by the time I realized they were doing it, was too late. And I was like, what? And I went home and, like, had a meltdown. They didn't show it, but everyone was laughing at me. I was like, they ruined my eyebrows. What the hell? Like, I look ridiculous. I look like Spock. I was having a breakdown.
I look like Spock.
I did. If you watch, like, some of the snippets on the show, like, the commentary for me, like, you'll know when I was in Korea, when I filmed, because you'll see that my eyebrows, I look like Spock. I'm not even being ridiculous. And they finally started to grow back, and then they did it again, and I was pissed. Because I was like, these are my eyebrows. Like, you can't do that. And they did it, so.
What was a favorite look that they made you wear on the show?
The ice one was actually really cool. The makeup and stuff looked really, really cool. And then the one that we did for Tyra's commercial was really awesome because I had, like, really big lashes and my hair was, like, a 60s theme, like, kind of Lana Del Rey hair, and I thought that was really, really awesome. But my favorite probably was the wings shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And my makeup wasn't super intense, but, like, I just liked it because my hair was down and kind of just wavy, and then my makeup was kind of dark, but it was, like, really, really simple. And then, of course, I just was obsessed with those wings. So that would probably be my favorite because I thought that look was awesome. That was so much fun.
And coming out of the show, did your life change in any way? I'm guessing, like, for example, social media.
Oh, yeah.
It must have been a boom.
Yeah, I went from, like, 190 followers to, like, 200,000. So, yeah, it was a little different. None of my friends take me seriously whatsoever.
Did they watch the show?
Yeah, some of them did. Some of them don't care. They send me, like, gifts of myself. from the show all the time.
I love those, by the way. Like, I love gifts from reality shows are the best gifts ever.
I honestly, like, that made my life. I was like, I'm like all over Twitter in like some kind of meme, and then there's like this gif of me. I think it's hilarious. And when my friends sent it to me, it's hysterical. But it was a bit, it was really hard for me to adjust to, and I still kind of am. But like, when it first happened, I was terrible at meeting people. Like, I had people come up to me all the time, and I was in Atlanta. And I just didn't know what to do with myself. Like, I couldn't even interact with people I knew sometimes. Like, I was very weird.
But why?
I was just so shy. Like, I was very, very shy. I didn't like phone calls. I didn't like talking to people I didn't know. I had maybe four friends that I talked to on a daily basis. Like, I was very shy, very much of a hermit. And so I went from that to like people I'd never met in my life knowing me on the street, screaming my name. I had a girl come up to me crying, which like, that is another level of like, I didn't know what to do.
I kind of get it because it's very exciting. Have you ever gone to Broadway and stayed for the actors to leave the stage door so they can sign your things? I've been there a couple of times, right. But one of the last times I was there, there was this boy. He must have been around 16. And he was very excited. Like, the actors hadn't even left the door. And he was like, he was with his mom, and he was telling his mom, like, I'm so excited, I can't believe I'm going to meet these people. And like, so when they finally came out, the boy immediately, like, just started crying desperately, like, but out of excitement. Like, it hasn't happened to me, but I lived that with him way. So I kind of understand this impulse to, I cannot control my excitement.
Yeah, like, oh no, don't get me wrong, I've done it too. There's a video somewhere on the internet of me bursting into tears when I saw Florence Welch front row. Don't worry, I've done that. I'm not like shit talking to you. I'm a total fangirl. I'm just saying, like, I've never had it be me.
Yes, exactly. And so, how do you react?
I didn't. I was like, oh my god, my friends are with, I was waiting in line to get my stuff signed by a singer. And I looked like the biggest douchebag, I felt like. And my friends made fun of me because, like, this girl came up and was just like, oh my god, it was like a hysterical mess. I thought she was hurt at first. And I was like, are you okay?
And she's like, I didn't need anything.
Yeah, she was like, I just love you so much. And she was like, I couldn't even talk. And I was like, just come here. And I gave her a hug. And I was like, it's cool. And like, I took a photo with her. And she's like, like crying. And it was just so sweet.
So sweet. Yeah.
It's so flattering, but I'm just so socially awkward. Or I was. I've gotten better. But, like, I was so socially awkward that I just didn't know what to do.
And did that happen to you in other places? Like, not just in the U.S.?
Yeah. Mexico, people, like, are really nice. Like, somebody bought me drinks. Like,
oh, that's good.
Yeah, so
tequila?
Mexico's pretty great. I forget that, like, a lot of people in Mexico know me.
The show is very popular here.
Yeah, I underestimated that because I walk around a lot, and it's obviously a lot of teen girls, and they come up to me. I went to go get like some food with a friend at a restaurant. We walked by. I've gotten better at knowing when somebody notices me, and I walked by this group of girls, and they like immediately stopped talking, and I was like, and here we go.
3, 2, 1.
And I was like, let's see how long it takes. And I always think it's like a game, and I like watched. Like, I could see them looking at me. They weren't subtle. And I thought it was hilarious, and then I just kept waiting, and they finally came over, and I was like, well, it's about time, like, hey. And they took a photo. They were really sweet. So I've gotten better at handling it, but when I first started, I didn't know what to do.
I'm guessing it's also big in Asia.
Yeah, it's in Asia. I get a lot of people messaging me from Asia and Mexico. In LA, I got noticed a lot. But yeah, and I do get noticed in Georgia, but it's only like in the city or at my school. Because word got out. But yeah, no, Mexico and Asia seem to be the most popular from what I've seen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to finish up, because we must finish up. if there ever was an All Stars, would you do it again?
Yeah, I'd probably do it again.
Okay, why?
It'd be fun. It's a really cool experience. I get to meet a lot of people. I just can't get over the fact that, like, I watched that show growing up all the time, and, like,
that must be amazing.
Yeah,
right?
It's, like, the craziest experience, and I've met the sweetest people, and it's so flattering, and, it'd be really fun to do it again. I'll meet some crazy people, too, but...
Of course.
It's okay.
In our line of business, I don't know if this happens to you often, but you get to meet people you looked up to when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And it's surreal. Like, it's like in the moment you don't realize, like, you're talking, like, if it's just a casual thing.
Yeah.
And then you leave the room and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, yeah. I wouldn't say necessarily, like, Tyra Banks was, like, a huge idol of mine. But, I mean, she's Tyra Banks. So, I mean, it was pretty crazy to be, like, literally standing in front of her. And it was the same. It was a delayed reaction. Like, I left. I was like, what? This just happened. And I met a lot of people from the show, like, past seasons who came and visited. And it was, like, I geeked out because I watched
it. Yeah, it was like, I watched you. You were in my living room.
Yeah. And I, like, met them. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm such a fan. And I, like, forgot, like, I'm on the show. Like, why am I talking to you? So I forget a lot.
It's a weird thing.
Forget that, like, I'm a part of that now. I forget it all the time. Like, I met them. I was just like, oh, my God, I'm such a fan. And I was like, I mean, hey, I'm from this season. Sorry.
Okay, so thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks,
like,
for having
this is a special moment. Like, you're the one. We haven't done this ever.
Really?
In English, like, with someone from a reality.
You're not too mad.
Like, this is new to us. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for being patient with my lack of Spanish.
And I really hope we get to work together, and I really hope you come back to Mexico at some point.
Yeah, I would love to. Mexico's been an absolute blast. Everyone's super sweet. Everyone's super fun. I've been obsessed.
Yeah, we do a lot of fun shoots, I promise.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so thank you so much. Gracias, brujos. Nos vemos la próxima.